1917, and as the war rages in the trenches of France, the gentleman hero Richard Hannay is engaged in a desperate battle of wits with a German master spy known as Moxon Ivory.
Walter, this man Ivory is a genius in disguise. He can become anyone. He can fool anyone. Heaven alone knows how many top-level meetings he's been to.
Well, if he has learned anything crucial, he's not passed it on yet. Oh, we'd know if he had, believe me. Now we can pick him up, and he'll never have the chance. Yes, excellent work, Dick.
I'm afraid not.
What do you mean?
When I recognized him, I must have given myself away. He realized what had happened. I saw it in his eyes.
He knows we're onto him.
And if I'm any judge, right now he'll be heading straight for Berlin with enough classified information to change the entire course of the war. Dear God, Walter, what have I done?
Mr. Standfast by John Buchan. Dramatized by Bert Cools. Episode 2.
In the past, I'd always come back to my old Park Lane flat with a great feeling of comfort. I liked to see my hunting trophies on the wall and sink into my own armchair. But not this time. Listen, Ivory's involved with two organizations, the Caged Birds and the Wild Birds. Does that mean anything to you?
Not a thing. Mary?
I'm afraid not.
All right. What about this name? Bommerts.
Bommerts. Sounds Dutch. No, I'm sorry.
No. Well, but at least it gives us something to work with. I'll put my people onto it.
Good man. Now, we have to think about his blind spot.
What do you mean?
It's one of old Peter's theories. Every living creature has its blind spot. Doesn't matter how clever it is or how alert. There's always one source of danger that it just can't see.
Find that one spot, and you've got cover better than any bush or rock. And then, Dick, you move in for the kill.
And I'll tell you just what Ivory's blind spot is. It's me. I'm the one person in the world he can't fool with his disguises.
But he did fool you at first.
Because I wasn't looking for him then. I'm on my guard now. I'll always be able to recognize him. I can't explain why, but I know I'm right.
Excellent, excellent. And that's not his only weakness.
Oh?
When you saw him in that tube station, you said he was terrified. Huh?
Good Lord, that's right. How the deuce could I have forgotten?
Well, he's obviously not a man who scares easily, so this must be some fundamental flaw, a soft spot in his brain that something about the air raid triggered. Now, let's see, the air in the crowd, the noise, confined space. It's hard to know, but it's something to bear in mind, even if we can't make use of it. It proves he's not invincible.
Well said.
I might have something.
My dear?
I think I caught a glimpse of the real man, too. The man behind the mask.
Huh? When was this?
Last week. His face didn't change, but suddenly, just for a moment, he wasn't Moxon Ivory anymore. He was someone deeper, more real, more truthful.
Yes, that's exactly how I felt.
He said something to me then, and I honestly believe he really meant it.
What was it he said?
He said he loved me, and he asked me to marry him. The Caged Birds, the Wild Birds. We're dealing with a poet. Did you read The Pilgrim's Progress?
Yes, I did. You were right. It's a good book.
I think we're playing out the same story. A great quest with a glorious prize at the end of it.
Peace, you mean?
Peace, a better world, lots of things. But it's a long way to the Celestial City.
We'll make it, Miss Lamington.
Yes, I think we shall. We must.
Now you don't have to shadow Ivory. What will you do?
I'm going to volunteer as a nurse.
Good for you.
I suppose you're going back to France?
Back to my regiment, yes.
Back to the fighting.
Shall we meet again, do you think?
I think it's very likely.
Then I shan't say goodbye. Good night, Miss Lamington.
Good night, General Hannay.
I returned to the front on September the 13th, 1917. The thing was desperately grave, and our prospects were none too bright. The Boche was getting uppish, and with some cause. I won't enlarge on the fighting. It wasn't very distinguished. As far as my personal quest was concerned, there was only one occurrence of any real note.
Bullivant.
Hello, Walter.
Dig.
Where are you?
Field hospital. Stopped a bit of shell with my head. Lots of blood, but no real damage done.
Good Lord, man, you're not tying up a direct line to London just to tell me that you're all right.
Of course not. A chap here was in Boulogne last week. Says he saw someone he recognized from back home in Glasgow. Abel Gresson.
Well, he probably did. Gresson's over there with the latest party of Labour delegates, seeing the war firsthand.
Are you serious? I assumed he'd been arrested and interned at the very least.
Well, we thought there was a chance he might try to contact our mutual friend.
And?
Seems he's been behaving himself perfectly.
I see. Any progress on those other matters?
Not yet. Now you're still in one piece, Dick.
I'd trust Walter Bullivant with my life, but he hadn't met the man. If Gresson had been behaving himself, I was odds-on favourite for the next pope. The medical chaps fussed about it, but as soon as I could, I discharged myself and motored over to GHQ. I wanted to see the chap in charge of those inspection tours.
Amelia Gore Booth, General. And do please say it. You weren't expecting a woman.
Well...
Oh, I'm used to it. We seem to be acceptable over here as nurses, but that's about the limit. We are capable of other things, you know.
Oh, believe me, I'm well aware of it.
Well, I wish you'd spread the word. Now, what was this information you wanted?
I'm interested in someone who was on the most recent Labour visit. An American, name of Gresson.
Ah, yes. Quiet, well-mannered sort of chap. Apparently, he stood on Vimy Ridge and wept.
Wept?
170,000 dead, General, and God knows how many of theirs. That ought to make any man weep, don't you think?
We had to gain the ground.
Well, you succeeded. Congratulations. Is that everything?
Did Gresson blot his copybook at all?
Not once. Unless you count missing one of the visits I'd planned.
What happened?
He was taken ill on the road. Had to be left in a village and picked up on the way back.
Where was that? Do you remember?
Of course I remember. Tiny little place called Eaucourt St. Anne.
There it is, sir. Just north of Douvecourt.
Slap bang on the main route to the Picardy front. There'll be troops and transports through there every hour of the day.
Yeah, not the place for a quiet life.
No, but just the spot for a bit of espionage. All right, Forbes, back to HQ.
Sir.
Hannay, your note received. Gresson illness confirmed genuine, now under doctor in England. Stop at strategic village, probably coincidence, but your suspicion noted. Good work. B.
Oof. Here you are, Monsieur le Général. Of course, Santan.
Thank you, Monsieur le Prefect.
Some of these records go back several hundred years.
Mm-hmm.
The hamlet itself is of little note. The only feature of any interest is the chateau. Ah, yes. Here.
Thank you.
It dates from before Agincourt, but it fell into ruin and was rebuilt by an American. Just enough to rent it out and make money. Americans.
Quite a list of tenants over the years.
They come for the shooting of the grouse.
Yeah. American, English, French. Why did it stop?
Oh, it did not stop, monsieur.
Well, the last entry is 1912.
Impossible. Show me.
You see?
Some imbecile must have been asleep. I remember it well. In 1913, the chateau was taken by a maker of wool from Lille. He has the lease for 5 years.
He lives there?
No. He visits only seldom.
Is he there now?
No. The place is empty. Closed up. Merde. I have to do everything myself. His name has to be on the register. Jacques Baumertz.
Good Lord.
Hello, General. I found another candle.
Good work. Hang on. That's better.
Oh, yes.
Now, what on earth are you doing here? I didn't even know you were in France.
I'm working at Douvecourt Hospital, and I discovered who's renting this chateau.
Ah, the mysterious Monsieur Baumertz.
Ah, you've been busy too. How did you find out?
It's a long story.
Then tell me later. I don't want to hang around here more than I have to. There's something about this place.
Yes, it deserves the fire from heaven. Have you found anything?
This is the only room that isn't closed up. Look at this desk.
It's empty.
But you see this? This panel doesn't match the others. I think it's a secret compartment, but I couldn't open it.
Oh, let me have a shot.
Is that the military approach?
Simple but effective.
Is there anything in there?
An attaché case.
Mm.
Here.
Do you want a hairpin?
It's not locked. Looks like pages from newspapers.
Mm.
Some notes. And this.
Is it a money bag?
No, it's not. Listen, I want you to do exactly as I tell you.
Why? What's wrong?
Move away very slowly, right away.
But why?
Please just do it.
Yes, of course.
Bosh, filth.
Do you need some more light?
For God's sake, don't talk. Don't breathe. All right. It's safe. You can come back.
What on earth is it?
The Hun have been dropping it from their planes. It's anthrax powder.
Oh, my dear Lord.
I don't know what it's doing here.
I think I do. There. Look. It didn't mean much before, but now... I'm right, aren't I?
Yes, you are. It's some sort of laboratory.
And all those rows of jars.
Bomhouse is refining anthrax powder by the barrelful. What lucky star made you look in there?
I noticed the lock. Who puts a new padlock on a tumble-down old outhouse?
Superb work, Miss Lamington.
Thank you.
Shh.
What?
I thought I heard... Listen. Yes. This is a car. Perhaps I'll just go past.
I don't think so. Come on.
I've got the keys.
I did the best I could with the panel. Quiet now. It's a transformer. Must be one of those big portable lamps.
Exactement comme vous l'avez commandé, Monsieur Bobetz.
Bobetz!
I'm going to take a squint through the keyhole.
Be careful.
Stay in here. Whatever happens, keep back out of sight.
What are you going to do?
This.
Que faites-vous? Déposez votre arm.
Good evening. This is an odd place to meet again, Mr. Ivory.
Vous savez quoi faire? Oui.
Ivory, you, woman, put that light back on.
Au revoir, Monsieur Honey.
Ah! Ivory! Ah! Ivory! Damn. Blistering hell and damnation.
The woman's got away too, I'm afraid. I tried to follow her, but this place is like a warren.
She's probably just a servant. Not important.
Oh. So, Bomhouse is Ivory. Or I suppose they're both someone else. Whoever he really is. Was it another new face?
Completely. But I was right. He couldn't fool me. I should have shot him the moment I laid eyes on him.
Except you couldn't have done that, could you? Enemy or not, you had to give him a sporting chance.
I was a fool.
Oh, no, you weren't. Come on, let's get somewhere more civilized.
Ready?
More than ready.
First light tomorrow, I'm coming back here with a party of squaddies in gas masks to take care of that powder.
Stop the car! Stop!
What's the matter?
I should have kept after her.
The old woman? Why?
Look. It must have been their emergency plan. Destroying the evidence.
The fire from heaven.
Hello, Daphne.
Mary!
Oh, any more of that tea? It's perishing out there.
You've never been out after dark. If old Matron Misery finds out...
What would she do?
Mary Lamington.
Get lost for a bit, Daph. There's a dear.
You can't bring a man in here.
I'll do the same for you someday, all right?
I'll never get that lucky.
Oh, come on, Daph.
Oh, well, look at the time. Time to get back to work. Don't eat all the biscuits.
I think I just ruined your reputation.
Enhanced it, more likely. That's better. Now, let's see what we've got.
That's right. Newspaper pages. Frankfurter Zeitung, Der Grosse Krieg, some French ones, Italian, and British too. Just single pages. Why would Ivory have these?
Look, Gusseter's deep breathing system, abolish all ills, mental, moral, and physical.
What about it?
Gusseter's Tiefer Atmen system, Sistema di Respirazione Profondo.
You're right, it's on every one, the same advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
Dashed odd with a war on?
Oh, it's been happening for weeks.
You knew about it?
Each time it appears, it's slightly different. We think there are hidden messages, but none of Walter's chaps can figure them out. It's a real enigma.
Did you know that Ivory was involved?
No. It means they're even more important than we thought. What have you got there?
Oh, it's just pages of gibberish. Words, numbers, dates, formulas. What do you make of it?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what it is?
We have to get this to Walter straight away. I think it's the key to the code.
The case went off to London. And barely a week later, I was out of uniform again with new orders. Report for special duties to Paris.
This is a surprise. Can you really afford to be away from your desk?
Does the department good to be rid of me for a spell? Keeps them on their toes, wondering just when I'll get back. Now, let me bring you up to date.
Is it safe to talk here?
Maxine? Safest place in the world. If you want to give a secret, talk about it in the middle of a crowd. To the end of the war.
The end of the war.
Now, your sickly friend, Mr. Abel Gresson.
Let me guess. He's made a miraculous recovery.
Not exactly.
Aim! Fire!
That's quite a step from letting him motor his way around France. What happened?
We decoded the messages.
So it was the key. What did you learn?
They turned out to be the intimate correspondence of the Wild Birds.
You've pinned them down at last.
Yeah. Gresson was a member. We pulled him in for questioning, but I'm afraid he wasn't feeling chatty.
But who are they? Or do I mean what?
The Germans have hundreds of spies spread out all over Europe. We've known about them for years, of course, but we've only just cottoned on to their code name. They're the Stubenvögel.
The caged birds.
It's a good label. They can't make a single move without specific orders from Berlin. But there are others, agents who are outside the bars. They're so top secret they don't even know each other's real names, and they're licensed to act on their own initiative.
The wild birds fly free.
Recruited from all nations, supremely intelligent and deadly dangerous. For the first time ever, they're about to gather. They're coming together from all over the world.
A joint operation.
Either that or a pooling of knowledge too sensitive even for the code. Either way, it's been organized by their top man.
Ivory running the show with forces like that. And God knows what intelligence he picked up in England. Andrew, it doesn't bear thinking about.
Oh, I agree. That's why Ivory has to die. Mm. Ah, here comes the food.
How are you going to find him? After the business of the chateau, he'll have gone to ground again.
He's been in touch with Mary.
What?
In the old disguise, plump and ridiculous as ever. He came to her 3 days ago at the hospital in Douvecourt.
What did he want?
It seems she was right about his sincerity. He proposed to her again.
The devil he did. Tell me she sent him away with a flea in his ear.
She asked for time to think about it.
I don't suppose that went down very well.
Actually, he didn't seem to mind. He told her he was off on a long business trip and he'd contact her again when he got back. Convenient for us, don't you think?
You can't be setting up a trap with her as the bait.
Well, I'll grant you it isn't pretty, but war isn't pretty. Nothing we do is pretty.
Not pretty? For God's sake, suppose he gets wind of who she really is. I mean, how can you put her in danger like that?
Dick, have you ever thought about the effect the war's had on a lot of women?
Can't say I have, no.
Then let me tell you. Mary Lamington's 18 years old. If things had been different, she probably would have turned into a sort of silly, simpering debutante who blushes when she's spoken to. But thanks to this war, she's seen real life. And death, too. She stood side by side with agony and triumph. And you've seen what that's done to her. How superb it's made her. Now she has a chance to do a great service for her country. Would you deny her that?
No. No, of course not.
I'm glad to hear it. And there's one more thing you should know.
What?
It was Mary herself who came up with the plan.
While Mary was waiting for Ivory's return, I had my own rather humbler job to do. I was on the move again, this time to Switzerland.
Hey! You're the station master?
Yes.
I've got this. Tells me where to go.
Then go there and be quick about it.
Can't read it.
Oh, gosh. Let me see. Yeah, the woman will take you. Woman!
Where are you from?
Arosa.
Don't they have soap in Arosa?
Joseph Zimmer of Arosa was the beneficiary of an old Swiss philanthropist who'd been kind enough to find him a job where his simple skills could be put to good use. But he wasn't particularly grateful.
Can you cook?
Well enough.
Clean, wash clothes.
Woman's work.
This it?
Keep your voice down. This is all you need. There's food in there and fuel. Water from the pump. You want anything else? I'm at the station, right?
Right. Go.
No soap. No manners.
Right.
Hello?
What?
Hello, Peter.
Dick, that's a bloody good story.
I thought you'd like it. But now I want to hear yours.
I was supposed to go back to England, but something went wrong with the paperwork, they said. So I finished up in this place instead.
How long ago?
Oh, just a few days.
I thought so. That's Bullivan's doing. You're almost back on the front line, old friend.
What do you mean?
The wild birds are meeting here, in this village.
They're coming here?
But we don't know when. I'm here to spy out the land and wait for developments. You're my camouflage. What's so funny?
I never thought I'd see the day you were my servant.
Well, I never thought I'd see the day you needed one.
Oh, well, these things happen. Tell me about this man, Ivory. He sounds a bad one.
The worst. We have to get him into Italy so he can be dealt with on an allied soil.
How will you do that?
With a girl.
Ugh.
When he goes to Duvecourt to see her, they'll tell him she's gone to the inn at Santa Chiara, just across the border from here. And then...
A lure to catch a lion. Uh-huh. Just like the old days, eh? Dick, my friend.
What?
Try and find some way I can help, won't you?
We fell into an easy routine. Every morning I'd lift Peter into his bath chair and take him down into the village or round the lake, and we'd both look out for anything suspicious. In the afternoons, we'd wrap ourselves up and sit outside the cottage and talk about the war.
Ach, tell me about the big battles. Have they got Lensch yet?
No, he's still flying.
He's a white man, that one. After he shot me down, he came to see me in the hospital. Said he was sorry I was lame, because he'd look forward to more fights with me.
Easy.
That's all right. It comes and goes. Yes, he's a good man for a German.
And every evening I'd cook our dinner, and we'd smoke our pipes, and yarn about old friends and old hunts. Sometimes I'd pick up one of his two precious books and read to him.
And behold, they saw, as they thought, a man upon his knees with hands and eyes lifted up. And as soon as Mr. Honest saw him, he said, I know this man.
And Mr. Valiant for truth says, what's his name?
I swear you've learned this by heart.
That Mr. Valiant for truth. I reckon he's the greatest man I know. Him and old Billy Strang, who was with me in 92 in Mashonaland. Until a lion got him.
They say you can find everyone you know in this book.
That's true. You, your Ivory, even me. But I'm not one of the great ones. Maybe I'm Mr. Standfast. He was poor too, and he didn't like women much.
And Mr. Honest said his name is Standfast, and he is a right good pilgrim.
And at night, after I'd put Peter to bed, I'd slip outdoors and have a run, up through the snow-laden pines to the ridges, till I stood on a crest with a frozen world at my feet. And my gaze always was south, for beyond a peak with a point like a needle lay the Staub Pass, and just beyond that was Italy and Mary.
Nearly ready.
Dick, someone's outside. Who's there? What do you want?
You've got the parcels. Here. If it's full, I hope it shocks you.
What is it?
Posted in a Rosa. Nice touch, Walter. New socks. From Joseph's auntie. So thoughtful. And inside the socks, away from inquisitive eyes.
One of the wild birds has been brought down. An American agent has taken his place. Their rendezvous is an empty house called the Pink Chalet. Meet him there on the 13th at 9:15 p.m. He knows your real name. His is Clarence Dunn. Destroy this note. B.
Richard Honey.
Done.
The same. Phone me, mister. This way. Now stick close.
Can we have some light?
No, it's too risky. We'll have to feel our way. Come on. Okay, we should be safe now. Get the light, will you? Switch is on the left.
Where? Got it.
What the hell?
Dan, keep back! It's a trap!
A trap?
I can't bloody well move!
Well, goddamn them filthy bosh. You simply can't trust them at all, can you, old man?
Ivory.
For almost the final time, thank God. I'm so tired of that ridiculous posturing fool. Henceforth, you may address me as the Count von Schwabing.
So that's who you really are. I might have known.
What precisely do you mean by that?
Count Otto von Schwabing.
You will speak that name with respect.
Respect? For the most notorious name in old Germany? How did it feel, Count, when the scandal broke and you couldn't show your face in any civilized country in Europe?
It was a minor setback, nothing more. Shall we have some light? And as with all minor setbacks, a solution was quickly found. I have dined with your king. Did you know that? Also your prime minister, a man of the most unbelievable tedium, but so useful, so informative. And thanks to him and to others like him, I have proved my worth to the fatherland and my past is forgotten. My exile is at an end, and I'm about to take my rightful place once again.
Whatever it is you're up to, you'll be stopped.
By you? Don't flatter yourself. At any moment during the past 9 months, I could have put an end to you with a mere nod of my head.
Bluff!
And the note that so easily lured you here tonight, was that bluff?
You wrote that.
Meet him there on the 13th at 9:15 p.m. He knows your real name.
I could become him in person if I wished it. To copy his handwriting was elementary.
You'll never win this war. You're as good as beaten already!
And now who is bluffing, eh? 3 days from now, thanks to the efforts of myself and my associates, we shall be in a position to utterly destroy the entire right wing of the British Army. In a week, Boulogne and Calais shall be ours, and then Paris. And after that, there shall be peace.
God
Why do I tell you these things? It is because your life is over, my dear General. But not just yet. There is one last sight I wish you to enjoy before the end. I'm going now on a little journey, and when I return, I shall have a companion. A certain pretty lady.
God! You cur! She loathes the sight of you! She'll never go anywhere with you!
Oh, I think she will. She is an innocent child, and I shall explain to her that she has been a tool in the clumsy hands of your friends.
You really think that, do you? You blind fool. She's been working with us from the first.
You say so? Well, that is vexing, but it will make no difference. I've worked hard, and I'm entitled to my pleasure, whether it is given willingly or no.
God, you...
Futile. Goodbye for now, my dear General. I hope you find the darkness restful. Auf Wiedersehen.
Happily, it's just as difficult to be a coward as it is to be a hero. I don't know how long it took, but eventually it came to me, there in the pitch blackness, that this infernal device had to be like everything else on the planet. It had to have its weak point.
Come on, Harry, think. Think. You saw it while the lights were on. Wooden framework. Chains. Weights. Came down from the ceiling. Did it come straight down? No, tighter on one side. It's hinged. So, there must be a clasp, a catch, something holding it shut. Well, I'm not beaten yet, von Schwabing.
It was like something out of Conan Doyle. I gathered all my strength to leap to freedom and discovered that my right arm was the only part of me I could move.
What's that they say about counting chickens? Ah, just a tick.
I offered heartfelt thanks to the genius who invented the portable electric torch. By its feeble beam, I examined the thing that was on top of me. The catch I dislodged was one of a dozen or more.
Blast! Ah!
There was a master clamp. A single massive metal lever. Spring that, and I'd spring myself. And my torch wasn't the only thing I got in my pocket.
Nearly. This time.
And I was free. I'd assumed that the chalet was empty and that I'd been left to rot alone. I was mistaken.
Hello?
Ah. In the forest, the little birds fall silent.
Just wait, for soon you too shall be at rest. Come in, warm yourself. Take a drink. We're the first, you and I.
I must see the leader. Where is he?
He's gone across into Italy.
I have to see him at once.
He'll be back tomorrow night.
That's too late. This is a matter of life and death.
Can you drive a car?
And so I found myself in a mighty Daimler with a forged Frontier pass in my pocket. Both of them courtesy of an obliging wild bird. If Ivory wasn't expected back until tomorrow night, it meant he'd other business to attend to than just collecting Mary. Please God, I might still be in time.
Yes, Signore.
Miss Lamington.
Come inside.
General Haney.
Are you alone? Is there anyone else here?
The others are on their way. The weather's held them up.
You have to come with me.
What? The plan?
Everything's changed. Get your things. Hurry.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry, but I had to get you away. Ivory could have been there any minute.
Already? But...
You weren't expecting him until tomorrow. Yes, I know. Somehow he got wind of the plan. God knows how.
Where are we going?
Switzerland. St. Anton.
What about the others?
I left a note at the inn.
So he's escaped us again. Now of all times. Oh, it's a catastrophe.
Yes, Mary. I'm afraid it is. Yes. Good.
What's the matter?
I was expecting someone to be here.
Who? Oh, Peter, of course.
Yes, Peter. Now, where's he run off to?
Right. I think this has gone on quite long enough. Don't you?
Where was I in error?
I'm afraid that's something you'll have to work out for yourself.
That's of no consequence. The time for games is past.
When General Haney catches up with you, will you kindly stop looking at me like that?
You know, it is a pity. I really did love you.
I detest you and everything you stand for.
Yes, that's what Haney said to me.
You've been with him?
Last night. Soon I'll take you to see him, but not just yet.
Where is he?
We had an interesting little conversation. Would you like to know what I told him?
Well?
That I've labored long and deserve to take my reward.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, you are mistaken, my dear. And really, I see no need to wait any longer.
Get away from her, cunt!
Oh, Dick!
Good evening, Miss Lamington. I'm waiting, von Schwabing.
Of course. Congratulations, Haney. You are more resourceful than I should have thought.
Thank you.
But you suffer from a severe handicap. You have the morals of an English gentleman. You stand there with your gun aimed at my heart and you cannot pull the trigger. You see? When it comes to a contest between us, well, forgive me, my dear General, but you seem to be positively exhausted. What have you been up to?
None of your dashed business.
As you please. But it seems to me that I can get away from you now just as easily as I did once before. And next time I advise you not to come charging to the rescue alone.
He's not alone. Peter! I'm no English gentleman. You bloody Bosch murderer!
Whereas I am.
Walter!
So, I'd have to let my less inhibited friend there do the actual shooting.
Just say the word.
No, you cannot shoot me here. This is neutral ground. I demand to be handed over to the Swiss authorities.
Oh, I don't think so. Terribly unfair to give them the burden. Wouldn't you say so, Dick?
Terribly.
Then, what is to happen to me? If you're going to kill me, be so good as to get on with it.
We're not going to kill you. It's no longer necessary. You'll have a fair trial.
I see.
But first...
Dick?
This man sent millions of honest folk to their graves. It's his sort that made the war, not the brave, stupid Boche fighting men. And I don't think he's ever been in sight of a shell in his life. I say we take him to the front line. I say we make him see what war really is.
Excellent notion, Dick.
I'll make sure he's guarded night and day. He won't slip through our fingers again. Now, I must get in touch with GHQ. He told me about this grand plan of theirs.
Surprise attack on the whole right wing. We picked up most of the wild birds on their way here. Several of them felt like talking. It's all been passed on to the commander-in-chief.
So the plan's been foiled?
Yep, we can't go that far, I'm afraid. But without Ivory's chums and their information, we should have blunted its claws at least.
Well, let's hope so. Well done, Walter.
Well, von Schwabing was right. You do look done in. Now, let's get back inside.
Is he gone?
Safely away. Walter conjured some troops out of thin air.
That's one of my many talents.
Come and try this brandy, Dick, Walter.
Ah, the end of the war.
The end of the war.
Speaking of appearing out of thin air...
When you didn't come back, I got worried. Thought maybe I ought to go get help.
I found him crawling his way to the station through the snow.
Bless you, Peter. But what the deuce are you doing here?
I came to pick you up and take you to Santa Chiara for the operation. Of course, we didn't know that Ivory was several steps ahead of us.
How did you find out?
Well, he broke into this place and discovered one of the wild birds sitting by the fire drinking this excellent brandy and listening to an extremely poor performance of the Blue Danube.
He decided to tell us what was going on.
And you lay in wait for us.
He's good at that.
Very good.
I'm looking forward to hearing exactly what happened in Italy. Not now.
Why not?
Well, because now, Mr. Pienaar, I think we should take a proper look around this place and see what there is to be found.
Really?
Really. Let me help you.
See you later, Dick.
Here.
Thank you.
Miss Slamington.
Oh, you should be sitting down. Here, let me help you.
Thank you. Oh.
Tell me what he did to you. He thought you were out of the picture.
He was mistaken. That's all that matters. I followed him across the Alps.
You went to the inn?
I had to. He told me what he was planning to do, but I got there too late.
So you had to drive all the way back again?
I couldn't. Just as I got there, I skidded down a bank and wrecked the car.
Oh, then how on earth did you get back here?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I walked.
That's the most... Thank you. Thank you so much.
Walter was right. Even without the wild bird's information, the Germans still mounted their massive push. I was back with my old division, but there was precious little of it left. Things hadn't been going well. And there were parts of the line we were holding with no more than a man every 3 yards or so. Thank God the enemy hadn't learned how desperate things were. One concentrated attack in the right place, and that would have been it. But our pilots were magnificent, driving back the German scout planes before they had a chance to spy out the truth. Someone told me that Peter had asked to come into France and be billeted at one of the flying stations with his old comrades. I caught a glimpse of him on his way there, in a flying corps wagon with a batch of young lads, puffing his pipe and looking a mighty happy man.
Well?
He's acting very strange, General. I don't think he knows where he is.
Has he said anything?
Not since they brought him here.
Von Schwabing, can you hear me? I don't have time for this. Watch him like a hawk, Forbes. It might be a trick.
Sir!
Honey.
What?
Before the trial.
What about it?
Do the English torture their prisoners?
No. They're gentlemen.
What's wrong with him, sir?
He's lost everything he ever knew, Forbes. He's always been powerful, always at the top. Now, he's nothing. I wasn't there when it happened. Von Schwabing had been moved again, right up into a battle zone. The sort where each side could almost reach out and grasp each other's hands. And somehow, he got away from his guards.
Hilfe! Hilfe! Ich bin Deutsche! Deutsch! Ich bin der Graf von Schwabinger!
It was the German guns that got him. Right. Right. Yes, I understand. Thank you, sir. Hanne out.
General?
It's not good. The French can't get here for another 6 hours.
6 hours?
We'll have to spread the men out even thinner and keep the mobile guns shifting. Keep up the illusion.
Sir.
Chin up, man. We're not beaten yet.
General Hanne, sir.
Yes?
You'd better come outside, sir.
Well?
There, sir.
Where? Oh, my God. It's Lensch.
General?
Black plane, wings swept back. It's Lensch, that top flyer after von Richthofen. No wonder he got through.
He's getting a damn good deco.
Where are our boys?
The Boche must be keeping them well away.
If Lensch makes it back and reports, it's all up for us.
Look! He's one of ours!
It was tiny and painfully slow. It must have been a reserve plane, a trainer, something. But by God, its pilot was a battler. And then, suddenly, our man broke off the chase and started to climb, higher and higher, till I marveled that the pilot could still be breathing. It was then that I realized.
He's running away!
No, he's not.
Then what's he doing?
He's found Lynch's blind spot.
Oh, my God! He's going to ram him!
Bloody fool!
No, no! There had been only one way to make sure of the kill, and he'd taken it. Two heroes had fought their last battle, and we were saved. They fell just short of the enemy lines, but I didn't see them. My eyes were blinded with tears, and I was on my knees. When they took Peter from the wreckage, death had smoothed out some of the age in him and left his face much as I remembered it, so long ago in the Mashonaland hills. We held the front till the French arrived in force and relieved us. As I marched what was left of my division away from the battlefield, the enemy guns were still speaking behind us, but I didn't heed them. I buried Peter in the lee of an apple orchard on the evening of a glorious spring day. Peter had a hero, a great man. I tried to tell him once that he was very like him, but he wouldn't have it. They found this in his pocket after the crash. And Mr. Valiant for Truth said, "I am going now to my father's, and I do not repent me of all the trouble I have been at to arrive where I am now. My sword I give to him that shall succeed me in my pilgrimage, and my courage and skill to him that can get it. My marks and scars I carry with me to be a witness that I have fought his battles, who now will be my rewarder." So he passed over, and all the trumpets sounded for him on the other side.
That was beautiful.
It was his favorite passage.
This is a lovely spot. It reminds me a bit of the garden at my aunt's house. Do you remember?
Where we met. I'll never forget it. I remember thinking, this garden, the scent of the may and the lilac, the sight of the hills, that feeling of eternity and peace and safety is what we're fighting for.
Yes.
Miss Lamington.
General Hannay.
Mary. Oh, dash it, I'm a soldier. I'm no good at this sort of thing.
Then let me help you. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Good. Why don't you tell me some more?
In Mr. Standfast by John Buchan, dramatized by Bert Cools, Richard Hannay was played by David Robb, Sir Walter Bullivant by Clive Merrison, the Count von Schwabing, Struan Roger, Mary Lamington, Jasmine Hyde, Peter Pienaar, John Glover, Mrs. Amelia Gorbooth, Bryony McRoberts, Forbes, Chris Pavlow, and the Prefect, Ben Onwukwe. Other parts were played by the cast. The director was Bruce Young.